Ahab rebelled against the king of Israel, and King Jehoram went out of Samaria at the same time and numbered all Israel. And he went and sent to Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, saying, "The king of Moab hath rebelled against me. Wilt thou go with me against Moab to battle?" And he said, "I will go up. I am as thou art, my people as thy people, and my horses as thy horses." Okay. So, you remember Jehoshaphat's done this before. He made a pact with basically the enemy. A godless enemy. And he says, "Well, my people are just like your people, and my horses like your horses." Anyway, so Jehoram says, and he said, "Which way shall we go up?" And Jehoshaphat answered, "The way through the wilderness of Edom." So they're going to go the long way around. Now, I don't know if you got your maps or not, but if you want to, you can find Moab and Edom, and to get from one to the other, there's either a straight shot or the long way around. They decide they're going to take the long way around. Verse 9 says, "The king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom." Now, there was no king of Edom. It was an appointed man since Asa, I think it was. Wasn't it Asa that appointed? I'm not sure. So I'll have to look at that and straighten that back up next week. Anyway, and they fetched a compass of 7 days' journey. So they went around for 7 days, going around. And there was no water for the host and for the cattle that followed them. So they were running out of water. And here they were out in the wilderness, headed to a battle. Now, I don't know what kind of generals these guys were, but they apparently weren't very good, because they were going out to fight with no water, and they're out in the desert. There's no way of getting any water. And the king of Israel said, "Alas, that the Lord had called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab." Now, it's 5 till, so I'm going to stop there. We'll finish this next week. And then hopefully after that we'll get back into just the study of the kings. Anyway, everybody that's watching, just kind of stay put. Pastor's got a great message this morning.